What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Raising Good Humans. I'm Dr. Lisa Pressman. My first book, The Five Principles of Parenting, Your Essential Guide to Raising Good Humans, is out now. In this book, I wanted to quiet all the noise that's out there and distill the science into five core principles. And using those principles, you can solve absolutely any parenting challenge, giving you the confidence to raise good humans. Order now and give yourself a little bit of ease.
My weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. Okay, guys, so I have two people back on the podcast. It's only been a month since they were on, but my God, the feedback, you little bitches.
Yeah.
So welcome back by popular demand, Nicole Ryan. Yes.
For real.
Hey, girl, hey.
Yes. Hey, girl, hey.
And Sam Roberts. Hey, boy, hey.
Hi, girls, hi.
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 So we pot swapped. So yes, I was just on Satisfying Pod. You guys can check it out on YouTube.
Yes. Yep.
Give the URL.
Yes.
YouTube.com/@SatisfyingPod.
At Satisfying Pod.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/@ YouTube.com/.
No, it's YouTube.com/@.
Let's fucking fight about it the whole time.
Let's leave him to the admin. Let's just leave him to everything because I can't be trusted.
Literally, what are you even trying to do?
I don't know, my bad.
I'm not to be corrected.
Okay, my bad.
He is the captain.
He is the captain.
Just like let him fly the plane.
Right.
I'm actually in a seat though right now if we're talking about, you know.
You're the captain.
I am the captain now.
I'm the first mate. Can I be the first mate?
Yeah, sure. I'm the lowly. I sweep the deck. That's all I'm here to do.
You're a swashbuckler.
I'm a swashbuckler.
Is that what they call them?
Nope, those are pirates.
Oh, gosh. Well, to know us is to know that Nicole and I know nothing, and Sam knows everything. Actually, so, yeah, I just did y'all's pod. I actually know even less than Nicole.
I don't know. It's debatable.
Yeah, it just depends on the topic. I don't do politicking very well, and for some reason, Nicole knows old men that look like turtles. By the way, if you want to know what we're talking about, go check out the pod.
Yes.
And you can watch the whole thing, which you can't yet do here. So if you really want to watch us in action, go over there, watch that.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, look at me. I'm like, did I do this for a living or what? Jesus Christ.
You look great today, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm vibing with the fit.
Thank you. Sponsored by Ozempic and Weight Watchers.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Good. Beautiful.
I will say there's something so exhilarating about being behind this board because I used to run my own board at Sirius.
You did.
Until they fired me. Then did I tell you guys that I got fired?
I can't believe that you are still even thinking about it. It's pathetic.
She was fired. They let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on pause. Didn't Dorinda tell you?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
No, just pause. We'll see what happens. We're going to check.
But you know on pause. Do you know what on pause means? See, oh, you know what's so interesting?
Go ahead.
Nicole and I know nothing, but we know nothing in your world.
Right.
In our world, that was a hilarious joke.
Oh, now he feels left out.
I don't feel left out because even for a hilarious joke, neither one of you laughed.
We were trying to see if we had to help you.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Like, do you know this one? Name him. Name him.
Yeah, isn't that like a reality show thing? I think you told me that.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. What about this?
Okay.
Proof. Receipts. Timeline.
We literally live.
That one, I don't know.
In Housewife world. Yeah. The Bravo world.
What about like when Teresa flipped that table over?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Remember that?
You know, that makes
that was
me,
wild.
It was only the first season ever.
Yeah. She was like, whoa.
I feel like the president knew about that.
He did.
There's
did.
No room in my brain for anything else outside of Bravo because that's how much Bravo I consume.
But do you get that, like, and I don't think Nicole really gets this still. That, like, pro wrestling is my Bravo.
Yes, that's true.
I do get that.
Yeah.
I get it, too, actually.
Like, that's what it is. Like, I'm sitting here geeking out. And the same way people do, like, we were talking about Unsatisfying, the same way people do full podcasts just about the Bravo-verse.
Yes.
And there's the Bravo convention, and everyone's like, no, we don't care about what's going on in the world.
Yes.
We don't care about all this stuff. All we want to do is talk about our characters on Bravo. And by the way, we don't care if it's scripted. Yeah. We don't care if it's not scripted.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And it's stupid to even bring up a conversation about whether or not it's scripted because we're just in that sphere.
We're just there to be entertained.
And it's the exact same thing for professional wrestling.
You know what? If there's anybody that gets the Bravo thing without being a Bravo fan, it's you.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody has that, like their Bravo.
Their Roman Empire, if you will.
Yes.
My wife is obsessed with Philly sports.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
You don't like it.
Well, I have to tell you something. I'm at my wit's end. And I don't really care about fashion, but some of her Philly fashion, like she was rocking some overalls during the football season.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I love her dearly.
She's Salvation Army chic, fully.
Okay.
But if only they carried sporting team attire.
You know?
Yeah. She's really nailed the unhoused look in a cool way.
You know whose look I'm super into lately? I'm not just saying this. I'm not blowing smoke. Sam. I feel like Sam. Huh? No, I'm not joking.
Nice.
You rock a
whole. I thought she was going to say me.
No.
I'll tell you, I didn't think she was going to say me.
Yeah. No, I just think you're weird. Like, you wear, like, sexy hoodie.
Nice.
Ooh, no.
I do.
Like, you don't look like a slob. Like, my husband puts on a hoodie and he kind of looks like he's just like Saturday.
Like a slob kebab.
He looks like a slob kebab. Like, I feel like you rock it like you could go to a red carpet in your outfit right now.
Can I tell you, and this is the only place that we could have this conversation, I'm very particular and specific about my hoodies.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I have specific brands.
Okay.
And I have specific, like, all my solid hoodies are one particular brand.
What brand? Do you want to share or do you want to keep it sacred?
No, it's called American Giant.
Okay.
They're not inexpensive, but they're not like crazy, you know, whatever. And
like what, like 65, 75?
No.
Ugh, please.
But,
more?
Yeah.
He's high roller.
Excuse me.
Yes, I wear, and which is, so like I wear the American Giant hoodies because you can wear them anywhere. Like when I go away for wrestling, like I can wear it.
Yes.
Feel comfortable.
Yes.
But still be okay in a professional setting.
Yes.
You know, and then these, I wear my Roots of Fight hoodies, which makes it an incredibly premium quality sweatshirt.
Oh.
But because of all this, when I put out my Not Sam merch, the margins are so incredibly razor thin.
Yes.
Because I'm insistent on getting stuff that I would wear.
That would be me. That's why I don't have merch. Because I have such high standards that, like, if it's not going to be something that I would genuinely love and wear, I'm not selling that shit.
Okay, so I don't have incredibly high standards for Have Kids, I said, that other podcast.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, it's, like, I'm wearing my merch. Like, not right now, but, like, I will wear it. But,
because
like.
Because it's. On the floor and it's closest to the
correct.
Bed.
It's not quality.
Like I wish I were like you, but I care about the money more than I care about like.
Which actually is the smart thing to do.
Is it?
As we talked about on your podcast, we are money obsessed. Yeah. So yes,
I know. I'm cursed with this thing called integrity.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. What a loser! Get over it.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Seriously,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but between the hoodies and he's got UC down here, like the incredible
sneakers.
Jordan.
How many sneakers do you own?
I own a couple pairs of sneakers. You know, I just gotta because they gotta fit my mood. I feel different ways at different times.
How much money do you think you have collectively in your life spent on shoes?
I mean, thousands of dollars, but also I've sold a lot of shoes for a lot of
months. Oh, come in, go out. I like that system. Yeah. Very Marie Kondo of you.
Yes. I bought my watch because I sold shoes.
What is your watch?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I need to know.
Please. You probably haven't heard of it.
It's a freaking Rolex. Okay.
Same, bitch.
Only did you buy yours?
I certainly did not buy mine. I would do anything for Rolexes. Yes.
Guys, guess who doesn't have a Rolex? This girl.
But okay. You have a Michelle watch.
I have a Michelle that's currently broken.
She's literally dripped from head to toe with apology jewelry.
Literally.
It's as expensive.
Literally.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing when I wear it. Like, we've gone out a few times and we'll be with people and they're like, oh my, or even like your wife has said, like, I love that. And it's like, oh, where did you get that? Well, Matt got it for me back in 2015. He came home at 4 a.m. and I was pissed off. Like, every single really nice thing is attached to a bad behavior.
Okay, so you have like, what was it? It's like Kyle Richards jewelry. Like,
yes.
Everybody assumes, like, what Matt do now? She got that new piece of jewelry. Right.
Yeah, it makes my life easier because then, you know, my wife will be like, oh, can you get me some like expensive jewelry like Nicole has?
Yes.
And I go, well, let me ask you, do you want to go through what Nicole went through to get that jewelry?
What does she say?
Touche.
She goes, okay, no, I'll take what I can get here.
Costume jewelry.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Shall do. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Boll & Branch. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer with every wash. I am telling you, it's the truth. Babe, with Boll & Branch sheets, you can discover this new level of softness. They are so amazing. And it's not just me saying this, okay? In a recent customer survey, 96% of the reviews said that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. And honey, let me tell you, it's the truth because I have them and they absolutely do. Sometimes when it comes to stuff, sheets, towels, I feel like after the first time you wash it, it gets like stiff and it kind of like ruins them. It's almost like you're scared to wash them. Not with Boll & Branch. They just get better and better and better with time, like a great fine wine. And that's because the sheets are made from the rarest 100% organic cotton in a buttery, buttery and breathable weave that gets softer and softer over time. Okay, so my legs get so hot at night, but not anymore with my Boll & Branch sheets. The fabric really is, it's like, it's so buttery, but yet so breathable. Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself because you can feel the difference with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. Yeah, you can wash them, style, sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. Also, it's important to note they are made without toxins. They're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are found in other sheets, just saying. And I love this. Boll & Branch sheets fit the deepest of mattresses and are labeled with top and bottom tags, so making your bed is so much easier. I mean, what are you waiting for? Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code Taylor at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H.com, and use that promo code Taylor. T-A-Y-L-O-R. Promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply. See site for details. And now, back to the podcast.
I like your aesthetic as the unraveling
rich woman.
I like it. Have you ever seen the documentary Grey Gardens?
Oh, that's me. That's my aesthetic.
And I feel like but what's great about
rich
you.
Rich and dilapidated.
I feel like how old were you when we started hanging out? Probably like
Great question.
I mean,
so we started at Sirius when we were fresh out of college.
I mean, 25?
I would say
late 20s. I would say by your late 20s,
yeah,
you had settled into your Grey Gardens era.
What is Grey Gardens?
So mean. Wait, I was still rich, you bitch.
Wait a minute. You weren't even rich then. When did you get married?
I was rich through husband.
I've never been rich. This is really just like, it's really making me feel horrible about myself at the beginning of this pod.
You're doing just fine.
Thanks.
You're gonna be all right.
I'm gonna be okay.
You're gonna be all right. Yeah. Nicole said,
I did say this,
that when she first got it, like, not even first, I mean, you were an adult.
You were a grown-ass woman. College, yeah.
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 That it was, she would just keep using a credit card until it got declined.
And it didn't embarrass me. I was like, that means there's nothing left on here. Next.
Right.
No.
It was almost like credit cards were operated to be declined.
You were with me a lot of the time. And I was like, oh, let me just get another one. I was like, okay, gotta
And when one got declined, it was just time for a new card. But that's the exact same philosophy as I'm going to just wait until I stink. Even if it takes days.
It would take a long time.
And then I'll shower. But what about the nooks and crannies that you might not even be aware of?
Oh, I use a lot of, like, I'm a wipe girly. I'm a baby wipe girly.
So you do well in like a truck stop.
Well, first of all, I will say your dog was sniffing my vagine a lot up there. So maybe it's time for a shower.
Maybe.
Not gonna lie, nobody has made me feel more insecure about my hygiene than Lila.
Wait a minute though. I did talk about this on How Kids Day Said, I think, last week, and it was a whore bath where it's like
tits, pits, hole, bum hole, and then a little perfume. Never hurt nobody.
Yeah, like I mean,
why don't you take a shower?
Yeah. I mean, I usually shower every day.
I shower most every day.
Yeah, I don't, it's like the next day, it's like, oh my God, I gotta get the shower right now.
Well, I'm sorry you're not naturally good smelling.
It's not my fault.
I think that's absolutely what it is.
Are you like Matthew McConaughey? Do you not wear deodorant either? I used to live with you.
I always wear deodorant.
Why don't you shower? Oh, you don't even need to.
Because I was short on time today. I would have liked to shower today. I could shower every other
Taylor,
day.
Taylor, your call time here was not until 1 p.m. How were you short on, what were you doing all morning?
Don't get mad that I don't have children, okay? I can sleep whenever I want, and I'm gonna milk it and ride that wave until
you couldn't get up in time to shower for one o'clock?
No, I couldn't. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but like morning radio rocked my world.
It's rough.
And I got up for so long, for so fucking early.
Hey,
I said no more when I got fired.
Hey,
I said no more.
Taylor, it's been a while.
I know.
Like, even if I don't have time and I'm like tired, I'll still like do a body wash and then I'll wash my hair later.
How about if you're not doing anything until 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm definitely fully showered, hair is done, and makeup.
Well, not you guys ganging up on me and bullying me.
We love you.
Anyway, can we talk about your vagina sniffing dog?
Lila Garrity?
Yeah. What? Her name's Lila Garrity?
I told you that. I wondered why you didn't make any, like, this.
I just heard Lila.
Yes.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's Lila Garrity, yeah.
I don't know why you never got a boy dog named Tim Riggins.
Maybe that'll be the next one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so Lila is a vagina sniffer.
She just is happy, and I think all dogs sniff crotches, right?
Yeah, but sometimes they sniff butts. They're butt sniffers.
They definitely sniff each other's butts. She'll sniff dogs' butts.
Yeah.
For Lila.
But she doesn't really sniff people butts.
Oh, right.
More vaginas.
I don't really know. Well, does she sniff dicks?
Yeah, sure. Because I've had like wrestlers over. They get their dick sniffed.
Just tell her. She only sniffs her vagina.
But I mean.
Don't do that. You are lying.
Listen.
Are you lying? That's the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
I'm going
to
tell you right now. I've never seen her attack a vagina the way she attacks
you. You are full of shit. Stop.
Nicole's here every week.
You're lying.
She's never spent that kind of time in Nicole's crotch.
You lied to me.
No.
You said she always sniffs my vagina. Don't feel embarrassed.
She always comes directly for it. But
once a greeting, she's done.
Once a greeting, she's done. She seems to be infatuated with yours.
She's just hanging with you.
She loves you.
Sorry, I have a magical vagina.
But maybe it's because it's so good.
Oh.
That Lila likes it?
Yeah.
Like Lila likes like... donuts.
Right.
And donuts smell great.
Agreed.
Thank you. Well, imagine you guys are really nice friends.
Imagine if your vagina smells like donuts. That'd be awesome.
No, yeah. I have a very sweet smelling puss.
Who told you that?
My wife.
Okay.
Okay. So I trust her.
Yeah.
Donuts?
Myself when I sniff my vagina.
This is not where I thought today was going.
Me neither.
I actually didn't think it was going to go here either. But here we are.
We arrived.
Well, I'm going to press charges against your dog, so get ready. Get ready for it. Okay, so I do have something prepared, and I debated whether we're going to talk about this or not.
Oh,
okay.
No,
because it's kind of serious, and I saw it. Well, I ran out of time to shower because I was actually prepping the show. And by prepping the show, I mean looking at Instagram. Okay.
It is good prep.
Just scrolling, you know, mm-hmm. If something's going to wet my whistle.
Right.
And I came across this video. I was not expecting it, but it's a guy. Have you guys seen this? It's a guy that says, Alexa, when is World War III?
Oh, dear. Really?
Or Alexa, predict World War III. And you want to hear it?
Was it tomorrow?
Yeah, what's Bezos got in store for
us? Yeah, seriously.
So and it's also not a video I would click. That's like this, like, unattractive man.
That's why you wouldn't click it?
Yeah. An ugly man is going to tell us about World War III.
Let's hear what he's got to say.
Can't trust him.
No. Okay.
You ready?
We're ready.
There's some fucked up shit. Check this out. Alexa, when will World War III start?
World War III will commence on March 1st, 2024, when the Chinese invaded the United States from within by activating countless sleeper cells. This will be followed by full military invasion on both coasts by Russia and China. The attack will be devastating and incorporate weapons never before seen by mankind. Humanity as we know it will be forever changed and never return to its former glory as the Republic of China will rule going forth.
Hello?
Why?
Hello?
Why do Taylor and I look terrified and you look like you think it's the funniest thing you've ever heard?
And this is why I wanted to do it. Because this is a fun podcast and that's not fun.
No.
Okay? Some are supposed to be fun. Amanda, not fun. That's not fun. Okay?
No.
But I knew that if anybody knew how to decipher the truth from bullshit, it would be Sam.
I don't like
it. It strikes me as completely fake.
Look at, he's crying from laughter already.
That sounds just like Alexa.
It sounds like it is very positive about what's about to happen,
like,
on March 1st.
March 1st, 2024, invasion on both coasts.
China's going to end us. The world as we know it.
In a month?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, about a month.
So not to make World War III about
I love that you just calendared it here.
I was like, what day is it?
About a month.
So not to make World War III about me.
Okay.
But to make it about me.
Sure.
My birthday is February 22nd.
I know.
Right.
And I fought with my wife so that we didn't have to go to a 76ers game on the 25th. And instead, we're going to go on a trip for my birthday.
That's nice.
And so we're going to be gone in Mexico. So I want to know, do you think it's a good idea to be gone in Mexico? Or do you think it's a bad idea to be gone in Mexico?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I think it's a great idea, honestly.
I'm going to leave y'all. I mean, as long as me and Tay are fine, y'all can get rocks.
But listen to me. A world war usually means everybody in the world is involved. But they only talked about the coast of the United States, correct?
You got it, queen. So yeah, I'm going to be like an hour and a half south of Cancun.
You should be okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Country is really close to the coast of the United States.
I think that would be Mexico.
It's literally right under the west coast.
You're always thinking, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, it's very close. If there was something that really was, and I would imagine that where China is,
right,
I think they would hit the West Coast before they got to the East Coast.
But I feel like they're going to leave Canada alone, too. I want to let you know, Canada, you guys sound safe. This is giving Handmaid's Tale.
Because their Canadians are so nice. No one's going to mess with
them. Nobody's going to fuck with the Canadian.
They're just so sweet.
And there's a lot of Mexican people are very nice, too. The cartel, scary. But they kind of keep to themselves.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
The cartel keeps to themselves.
I hear that they actually stay away from tourist attractions because it's like very good for the economy.
Well, I mean, that kind
of... So it's like, you don't want to fuck with the bread.
Where is she getting her information from?
Well, I just don't...
Clearly this unattractive man on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know that World War III would be started over the cartels just because it would be a far more probably scoping thing.
So Mexico will also be safe.
World governments. I think...
It's just about the U.S. is what... But that was my takeaway from Alexa.
Can I come?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I would imagine it would be safer in Mexico than in, you know, New York.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Spots like that.
Wait a minute. I have another question.
Please.
What made him do this? This guy asked this question of Alexa.
Like, right.
You probably thought it would be like a video that people clicked on.
And also, yes, it does sound like Alexa, but it is a fan video of a random ugly dude who maybe is lonely and wants some attention.
Right.
And so he got someone to sound like Alexa and answer that question the way that we just heard.
Okay. But why are you now angry at that dude.
I am so angry that he's ugly and that.
Why are you attacking him? This is the. This
because
is the,
he this is the epitome of killing the messenger. How dare he ruin my day and now Coley's day? Mm-hmm. We are having a great day.
Your birthday, your vacation.
How dare he? How dare he on my birthday?
Right.
It's my fucking birthday.
Yeah,
okay. Sir.
Okay.
It's not about World War III, it's about me.
What's his name? Does he have a name?
Ugly McUglerson.
I mean, I saw the video you were watching. It wasn't even the original video. It was like one of those videos where half the screen is him and the other half is somebody going.
Yeah.
It's a duet.
Yeah.
It's a duet.
She was cute. She was cute. Good for her.
But yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
There was nothing there that would make me go, well, it's time to take that very seriously.
Like, I was like, do I have to go take money out of the bank? Do I have to go sell my Rolex?
You should.
Or is it good to barter? Did you like to barter with hard metals? How does one prepare?
Can I barter with the metal inside of me from my accident?
Absolutely, Coley.
Got four
definitely.
Rods.
Definitely.
Do we get water?
I think that.
Paper towel, toilet paper, paper towel. Is it like the pandemic?
I would think.
Canned goods?
If you were serious about this.
A bunker.
I would sell the Rolex.
Okay.
And cash it in immediately for.
Don't tell her this because then
gold
she's going to do it.
No.
Guns?
Bullets and cigarettes.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I know.
Bullets and cigarettes.
But what? But I don't have anything to put the... I just throw bullets at people?
No.
Well, bullets would be the ultimate barter.
Because people are going to want them. They have
people will need bullets. I mean, you can get a gun, but if you don't know how to shoot a gun anyway, what difference does it make?
And people are going to be fiending for a butt. Totally.
Totes.
Yeah.
Fiending.
Right.
They're going to need that. So I would get cartons of cigarettes and cartons of bullets. Mm.
And lots of matches.
Sure.
Or lighters.
Yeah, sure.
Chargers.
Oh, my God.
A charger
extension cords. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. If there's one thing my friends and I love on the weekend and during the week, if I'm like being totally honest, it's an ice cold hard seltzer. Who doesn't love an ice cold hard seltzer? But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than season 5 of Love is Blind. Truly does not believe in boring, and that's why we're so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everybody. Bring it to a wine night, bring it to a book club, bring it to the gym. I mean, okay, maybe not the gym, but like you get the idea. And I would like totally bring it to the gym if I ever went to the gym. No, I have to go to the gym. Anyway, with this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. That's what I'm trying to say. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now, back to the podcast.
Do we think that she's seen the movie on Netflix?
And did.
The one where that world's ending?
Yeah, with Julie Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think? Because my thought was, who wants to be in the bunker if you're the end? If it's the end of the world? Don't you want to die too? You don't want to be the only one there. It's boring.
This is always the question I ask myself.
If the world was ending, what would you do?
I don't think I don't think I'm a survivor.
No, you're definitely not.
I think I survived getting fired from Sirius. Oh. I think I'll never get over it. I think I survived a divorce. I think I've survived.
How could she? I mean, it's like you don't see her in years and years and years. And she's like, want to talk about that same stuff again?
You know what? Clearly, it's trauma.
It
that's
is.
Resurfacing when she sees Sirius XM faces.
Maybe I'm triggering.
You're very triggering. We know this. What do you mean? Maybe.
I mean, look, I know when I had COVID,
yeah,
you know, like a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
I spent 5 days in the basement down here.
How'd it feel?
Wonderful.
He loves to be alone.
So you're a bunker boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is probably, and you're probably sitting in it.
Can I come here?
Yeah.
Is this your bunker?
100%.
Is a basement automatically a bunker?
Well, I would probably have to do some things to it.
Windows and stuff.
To make it safer, but it doesn't flood down here. So that's already very good.
Doesn't any basement flood? Or this is like flood proof?
I feel like all basements flood.
It doesn't flood.
How?
I don't know.
How do you know that it doesn't flood?
Because
who told you?
I come downstairs when it's raining and there's no water on the ground.
Yeah, but that's like, it's just raining.
But what if it was a hurricane? Could it flood then? We don't know. We never had a hurricane here.
What if there was like rivers coming through here?
Well, if there was a river coming through here, yes, the basement could flood. If for some reason residential neighborhoods became rivers,
we're really ganging up on each other today.
I know. Well, this is what war does.
Yeah.
That's
look at
true.
This. It's tearing us apart.
That's true.
Well, we need to come together. Wait, but you don't think this is real, right?
I don't know.
No, not remotely.
It like, is. You're not scared at all.
No.
No, you were wondering. I am.
I was like, we have to cancel our vacation.
No.
We have to be here.
Get out of New York. Do not cancel your vacation.
You get out of New York. I'm in Jersey City.
Where am I going?
You can come to my place.
You can come to the bunker.
I'm coming to the bunker.
Okay.
I'm coming here. Do you want the Ryan family here? Really?
No, just you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, in the event of an emergency, how many people would you like house in your home?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Would you take me and the kids and we'll leave Matt?
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Oh, definitely leave Matt behind. He'll be okay. He's
Matt's
a survivor.
Matt's got two bad knees.
Yeah, he's definitely not a survivor.
He doesn't have anything to offer us anymore.
Fair.
He can't even play basketball, the loser.
No.
Yeah, if he can't play basketball, what's his worst?
Like, what about like a zombie apocalypse? That is when I know, like an apocalypse where like the world's just ending, that's one thing, but I think I definitely would be the first to die in a zombie apocalypse.
Well, all you really have to do is shut the door.
No, you don't.
Yes, I agree. I actually think the zombie thing is so ridiculous. Like, just be quiet and just shut the door.
And come down to the basement. Watch TV.
They can't even see. They can't even see light.
How do you know? They're not real.
What do you mean, how do I know? Because I am a zombie apocalypse expert.
Did you watch The Walking Dead?
Of course I did. Okay. That's how I know.
Okay. It's good.
They can't smell.
No.
They can't see.
No.
It's all sound-based.
It is sound-based. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So just be quiet.
All right, I'll be quiet. It's hard.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, what am I talking about?
You'd have a tough time.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You'd have a real tough time. But no,
we're okay?
Okay.
I mean... Yeah, I don't.
It's in my head now. Even if I'm like.
Well, you're worried about the end of the world. Like, you saw that movie.
It freaked me out.
And you were like, oh, we got to talk about this movie. I was like, okay. And when you were like, what'd you think of the movie? I was like, it's a pretty stupid movie.
No.
And Nicole was like,
It felt like it was going to happen, honestly, on March 1st, 2024, is how it felt to me. That looked like Marchy weather, didn't it, in the movie?
It looked like March.
Cold, but getting warmer.
It was spring. I mean,
it had to be spring because they were in the Hamptons. So it wasn't like dead of winter.
Yeah.
But people don't really want to be in the Hamptons for the most part. I don't know. I don't want to think about it because now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight and I hate you both.
Because the end of the world, maybe?
Well, I don't know. It feels believable. Like in that movie.
I know.
Like there could be a whatchamacallit breach. What was it?
Security.
A security breach.
And just.
Then Teslas are going to drive into us.
That's what I was going to say. Speaking of Teslas, because I had to drive here because I'm at Sam's place right now. And I'm in the bunker. And
do you feel safe here?
Yeah, very safe. I'm never going to leave. I'm just going to abandon my wife. Well, we can send her the audio. She can edit it. And then I'll just stay here until March 1st.
Done. I love that idea.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
No. Can my wife come, please? You can't separate lesbians.
Yeah.
That's homophobic.
Yeah, but you're pansexual.
Yeah.
Oh, touche. Caught me on a technicality. Okay, so I was driving here and I was like, God fucking damn it.
Okay.
Teslas are when you see a Tesla, just know you've got the worst driver on the fucking face of the planet in front of you.
Tesla drivers are bad?
Tesla drivers are bad, which means computers that drive are bad.
But is a Tesla driver, can it turn the automatic on and off?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But you can look at cars and you're like, that person's going to be a bad driver.
Yeah, Matt points them out at all times on the road.
Like a Tesla, bad. Subarus, strangely, incredible drivers.
Why do you know this just from watching them?
Just from driving. I'm always see a Subaru and I'm like, fucking Subarus.
Do you drive by them and go, yeah, like give them a thumbs up? Like,
no, well, internalized homophobia makes me not like Subarus because Subarus are lesbian mobiles.
Is it?
Yes.
You're moms saying like Subarus.
But so do moms and so do straight people. Straight people like them too. I have learned, but I'm telling you,
they're
Subarus,
very safe vehicles.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
but you don't like a Subaru?
Want something like big and bad.
Like
my men.
Like a Range Rover?
Oh, I did like our Range Rover, but that thing was just way too expensive. We have the Discovery. I like the Discovery.
What's a Discovery?
It's also a Land Rover, but cheaper than a Range Rover. I like a truck, like a Cherokee. I like anything that's big. It doesn't have to be really nice. I just like something big. It makes me feel powerful and safe.
Oh. Bro, we got three rows in my Subaru.
You what?
We got three rows in the Subaru.
You have a Subaru?
And a Jeep.
I didn't mean to come for your car and the fact that somebody in your relationship is a lesbian and nobody's telling you. It's Sam. You're the lesbian in the relationship.
I am.
Just so you know.
But your wife does drive that.
She does.
And she loves it.
She loves it and she's... kind of a lesbian.
She's very concerning.
Clearly,
she hugged me for a long time upstairs.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. And where do you think the dog learns all of her habits?
Yeah. Yep.
You know where to sniff, Lila.
I'm dead.
For somebody that loves women, she sure does get it from this guy because the babies just keep coming.
I know. Ooh, how many times a week do you have sex?
Oh, wow. We went there.
Yeah. On a good week or an average week?
Just whatever.
I'm probably good for two.
Yes.
That's good.
Two is great.
Two is good.
Two is great.
Yeah. Don't forget, my virility is not to be questioned, so that's part of it.
You got strong sperms.
Right, right.
I will say that I think I just
And they
want,
need to be released.
Yeah, we know.
Got it. You got to release the poison.
They got to get the poison out.
That's right.
I will say that, well, wait, hold on. A couple things.
Okay.
Thinking about blue balls.
Okay.
Like, just put a pin in blue balls. Okay. Don't let me forget.
I'm gonna hold on to the blue balls.
But I do think that once a week.
It's regular for you.
Yeah.
I think once a week is good.
Once a week is fine.
Everybody should give themselves a pat on the back for once a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once every other week, I think, like, let's normalize it, baby.
No. Why? I like to have sex.
Nice.
Well, I like to have sex.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
You like it once it's happening, but you feel like it gives you anxiety, the idea of building up to it.
Thank you. She knows me so well. Yeah. I have the sexiety.
Still?
Yes. It's nothing about Tay. And
no, it's your mother.
Oh, correct. Yeah, let's play my mom again. Let's try my mom two podcasts in a row.
I love the woman so much, so I do feel bad about this, but I think that there was a little bit of like shame in it.
And I also don't watch porn. Do you think that has something to do with it? I
love porn.
Does porn make everybody have sex? Is that the way it goes?
I'm not watching porn all the time, but like sometimes.
Do you self-gratify?
No, I don't do that. That's for sinners and losers.
I tried to get
her. It's the best. It's one of the best things you could do.
I sent her in. I bought her a vibrator when we lived together.
No, you made me go in and get a vibrator by myself. No, you came with me to buy it. Yes. But you didn't buy it for me.
Sorry.
That's creepy.
I brought you to get one. You didn't want to do that. Then I sent you into the room and I said, don't come out until you come.
And I sat in the bed and I cried. I cried.
She comes out, she goes, I can't do it.
Legit.
I was like, what the heck?
You got to get through those demons, girl.
And
girl.
To this day, it's so difficult.
It's not.
No.
It's so easy.
One of the easiest things you could ever do.
Yeah.
Is to masturbate.
Yeah.
Not when you're in my head.
That's fair.
But that's the thing. But when I have tried to masturbate, it's very hard to orgasm because all I can think about is all the sinning and how much Jesus is judging me. No. So, but I think I can understand blue balls. I think that they're real because everyone says blue balls are fake, but I think that they're real.
I don't think so.
Because when I can't.
But I have a question. When do you get blue balls? Because Matt will get blue balls because he might have like whiskey dick and is like going. He's like, I'm going to get there, but then he can't get there. And then.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Right. But you don't drink. So like, that's not going to happen. But
no, my virility.
Are you ever just not able to get there?
Sure.
Right. That happens.
That happens. That happens. Especially if you're going like multiple evenings in a row.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sex monster.
Exactly, where it's like, okay, woman, when will you be satiated? No, but I don't, I think blue balls might be a scam.
Oh,
and I probably shouldn't be saying that as a male.
Yes. No.
But I think it's kind of a scam.
I think they've made it to be like they've blown it up and made it something that, I mean, I think there's a little pain involved. It's more discomfort. It's not like you need to go to the doctor. Like, I think guys say that to try to be like, you have to finish me off.
Right. Do you know what you'll be doing if you don't?
Yeah.
Then I have been manipulated many times in my life and I want those
minutes back.
I was going to say hours. What a joke.
Yeah.
Also, how long are we having sex for?
I think 7 minutes is my number.
Okay, so this is where I go wrong.
Specifically.
So I just think 7 minutes is like perfect.
Okay, not too long, not too short.
Exactly. 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh,
so
exactly.
You start, you kiss, how much foreplay, and then how many pumps until the deed is done.
I mean, everything involved might be a little, you know, you start with the cuddling a little bit, and then it's probably more of a slow process than 7 minutes.
Yeah, are we talking about the buildup or are we talking about the actual P and the V?
I say
or
start to finish.
Oh, I mean, it's a gradual process a lot of times.
Right, but like,
are we going to do this?
Is there like verbalization for you guys of like, are we going to do this?
No, sex? No.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I get a, hey, want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't do that.
It turns me on. I'm joking. It does not turn me on. I'm like, get away from me. No, I don't. That annoys me, actually. I don't want that.
No.
I want it to happen organically. I want to just, like, feel the vibe. We're cuddling, like he's saying.
Yes.
Cuddling, kind of.
Foot on a leg is where it starts.
Oh.
Foot on a leg. Thank you for being specific.
Foot to the leg. And then you wait. And does the leg come a little closer? Oh, you're active here, because she's going like, what are we doing here?
And then the foot, communicating through.
And then the foot comes back around. You're like, this is what we're doing here.
Oh.
And then if and then you pay attention to the pacing.
Yes.
Right? Is this like I'm falling asleep? We're just kind of cuddling, which is fine too.
Which is fine. Yes.
Or are we like, oh, I thought I was falling asleep, but we're not falling asleep because now
I think I want to sleep with Sam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Weight Watchers. So to know me is to know that I'm a Weight Watchers girly. So when I heard about the new Weight Watchers clinic, I literally squealed with joy. And for those of you following my journey with GLP-1s, please listen up, because I'm about to explain how Weight Watchers is involved. I know lots of people had questions, and this is going to explain it all to you. So Weight Watchers, the number one doctor-recommended weight management program and the trusted authority in evidence-based weight health, now offers a telehealth solution on the Weight Watchers app as part of their weight health spectrum. Weight Watchers' behavioral change program has helped millions on their journey, but weight management is not one size fits all. For some, there are behavioral and biological factors to consider, and diet and exercise may simply not be enough. I am for sure one of those people. That's why I'm so excited to share that they've launched Weight Watchers Clinic to get you connected to a specialized clinician to determine if you are eligible based on FDA guidelines for clinical interventions such as GLP-1 medications and your personal journey. Even more, they have a new GLP-1 program which offers specific behavioral support for those taking GLP-1 medications prescribed either from Weight Watchers Clinic or their own healthcare provider. It's all about support and community, and the Weight Watchers community is there. No stigma, no bias. Their program fits your personal weight health needs, no matter where you are on your journey. Head to weightwatchers.com/Taylor Strecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code Taylor10 for $10 off your membership. Again, that's www.com/TaylorStrecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code Taylor10, TAYLOR10, for $10 off your membership. With select plan purchase, restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. And now back to the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
So what you're telling me is Matt
telling me more.
So Matt doesn't do this.
No, we've had great sex, but this is just feels different. Just keep going. And then what happens?
Who knew? This was going to be an apocalyptic porn show.
Yeah, that's
today.
True. Man, this, I'm going to tell you right now, this bunker is going to get wild.
Wow. I think the issue for me, my sexiety, comes from the fact that when Tay and I were first together and we were in the honeymoon phase, which lasted a very long time, we had sex for ever. It was like nonstop.
It was probably you had never really felt those things before.
Exactly. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. So in my mind now, when I think about sex, I'm like, I don't have 4.5 hours. I can't just eat one sandwich all day long. Like, that's all we did was sex.
Did the sex.
Doing the sex. So I think maybe I have to, like, in my mind, remind myself that it doesn't have to last for hours.
Mm. No, certainly not.
Even a half an hour would be considered kind of too long. Like, if you got 10 minis to spare, let's get her done.
Yeah.
And that can be very exciting, too, if you are like, we have a 10-minute window, and then you verbalize that.
Right.
In the right context, that can be very exciting. This is a thrill.
Right.
You know, I mean, that shouldn't be like the regular thing.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
I do like a quickie every once in a while.
Right. Once in a while.
For me, usually a quickie's not going to get it done. But again, it's about getting the poison out. And I still enjoy it.
Right.
But obviously, I need a little more time.
So, you know, I'm very concerned about having children. How does having kids affect the sex life? You guys seem to have like very nice sex lives.
Nice.
Nice.
You just have to get like a little more creative. You have to like actually make more time because it can't always be as spontaneous.
Is it?
And
like,
you have to lock the door.
Is it as scary as having sex at like your parents' house? And do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, that's scary.
Because like when I'm at my parents' house, I'm like, Tay's like, well, we're not having sex because there's no way I'm having sex in my parents' house. Like, I don't even think I could separate and enjoy. Like, I would be in such a fucking full-blown panic.
I don't have sex at my mom's house. I've had sex at Matt's mom's house many times and dad's house many times.
Disrespectful.
Well, I can't do it at my mom's because we sleep on the couch there.
That's tough.
So she'll walk down or the kids will walk up.
That would be sexy, actually.
Right. That probably is more my speed. I don't know. You just have to be.
Well, with the kids, you know when they're sleeping. You know what their habits are.
Yes.
You know what the deal is. So, like, at night, it's like 11 o'clock at night. They've been asleep for like a couple hours. If they do wake up at night, it's probably not going to be until later. Like 11 o'clock is not when our kids will wake up. Our kids, if they wake up, it'll be like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, right. 4 o'clock. Like it'll be after they've gotten some real REM in.
Right.
You know what I mean? We haven't had any time for any REM yet. So, and you do a couple moves. We still have baby monitors hooked up.
Right. Oh,
so we can hear them. And we shut the door. We leave the door open when we sleep.
Right.
But we shut the door. That way there's that's the last line of defense.
Have you ever heard your parents have sex?
Yeah, we've discussed this before, Sam and I.
Oh, really?
I walked in twice.
Well, it's
Nicole
traumatic.
Comes from an extremely sexual family.
She knows. She does.
Her grandparents used to have sex in her bedroom.
Shut the fuck up.
While she was in it.
Well, no.
What?
That's true.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm Taylor. They're Taylor. This is Taste of Taylor. And speaking of taste, the way I love the taste of Taylor Farms chopped salad kits, honey. The key to a salad is a lot of ingredients chopped, okay? And like that freshness, that crispness. I love a good salad and I really have gotten pretty proficient at making great restaurant salads at home, but it's truly exhausting. But now with Taylor Farms chopped salad kits, I get all the amazing ingredients chopped to perfection, all the amazing quality without having to do any of the work. It's amazing. So in case you don't know, Taylor Farms chopped salad kits deliver the freshest, best tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. Taylor Farms is a family owned company on a mission to create healthy lives through fresh, delicious food. And honey, do they do it. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits defy boring in every bag. Yeah, with over 30 flavors. Guys, they have everything your heart could desire. And each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings and the dressings to deliver the best tasting flavor-forward salad kits. They're so good. But right now, I am all about the Asian chopped kit. To know me is to know that I'm obsessed with a salad in LA. It's called the Chinese chopped chicken salad. It's like I dream about her. And with Taylor Farms Asian Chop Kit, not only is a salad delicious, but oh my God, it takes me 2 seconds. They really are where convenience meets freshness. The salads are pre-washed, pre-cut, and ready to enjoy. So whether you're a busy professional or a home chef, it doesn't matter. I would say I'm a home chef. Taylor Farms salads make eating healthy a breeze and so yummy. Purchase Taylor Farms Chop Salad Kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now back to the podcast.
So, yes, I was told when I was older, I was very young, we had two twin beds, and my grandparents insisted on sleeping in there in the twin beds next to each other. They loved each other so much. They were obsessed with each other.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
And she said, sometimes when you were sleeping, we would do it on the floor, and he showed me different positions.
That is so dangerous. I actually have a very vivid memory, and I'm sorry to my cousin. I'm not going to say which one. But I remember we all went out to visit my cousin at school, at college. And for whatever reason, we were like in a Winnebago. So everyone slept like in the Winnebago.
Okay.
So weird.
So random.
And
so road rules of you.
Totally. And I was like, I want to sleep in her dorm room. And they let me. I was probably like six. And I was And I was in the bottom bunk. And her roommate must have been out. So she slept in her roommate's bed with her boyfriend. And I heard them have sex. And it was traumatic. And then one time I think I heard my parents having sex on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Wow, it's a Christmas miracle.
Baby Jesus.
My mom gets so mad when I tell the story, which isn't, so my mom to get mad, but like, isn't that a good thing that they're still boning?
It is a good thing. As far as I'm concerned with my parents.
Yes.
I have myself and I have two siblings.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm assuming all three of us were immaculate conception.
Absolutely. It's never happened.
I don't know that it's ever happened. There's never been any hints of it happening.
Wait, did you tell me this? Do they're not super like demonstrative. Like you don't see a lot of hugging or kissing.
No.
Not even a hug?
Hug, kiss goodbye when my dad would go to work or something like that. But that's it.
Yeah.
No.
Are you super affectionate? You give affectionate vibes.
I'm affectionate.
Not overly, but like.
Not overly.
You will kiss and hug and love a little.
I'll kiss and hug and love. Tap on the fanny when you walk by.
I love a fanny touch.
Hate the word fanny.
Tap on the fanny.
Just don't call it a fanny.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like weird. It makes me feel weird.
Did your grandmother say like, your grandfather slaps me on the fanny? That's like a very your grandma thing to say.
Oh my gosh, totally. You knew Grams.
I love Grams.
Can you picture her doing the positions?
So did Grandpa.
I can't picture her doing the positions on the floor. Oh my God, I can't believe that.
Yeah. And then one time I walked down, I told Sam this. I walked down and my parents were in the den. We lived in the townhouse. It was like six or seven. And they were on the couch doing it in the den. And I remember being like, Mom, and they didn't say anything. I don't know if they were pretending not to hear me. I was like, stop, Mommy. And they didn't move. And so they didn't look up at me. And I wonder if my dad was like, just pretend we don't hear her and she'll go away. That's how I think, because I eventually just went away. Like, I didn't know what was happening, but I knew I had to go away.
You knew it was wrong.
And something was wrong.
Right.
They were like the beast that forms two backs. They were, I remember.
Like the human centipede.
Yeah, I was going to say, the human centipede.
No.
Oh, yeah, there was analingus happening.
Yeah, it felt scary.
I like PDA. I actually do like too. PDA. I'm a big fan of PDA.
Yeah, now my daughter doesn't like it when
you and Jessica
when we kiss.
No.
And so like as a gag.
You make out.
We like, no, we won't make out, but I'll like, I'm going to go kiss. And she'll run, she'll go, no, no. And then I'll kiss my wife and she'll like get between us. No, no. But yeah, she sees the affection.
I like to really gross them out and I'm really tongue down.
What?
All the time. Like we'll be hugging and then Parker or Keegan will be like, oh, you guys are so gross. And I'll be like, really? I like lick all over him. It's fun. I think it's important to show like
I think
that.
It's important too. Yeah. I think it's good to be affectionate in front of your kids.
I do too.
Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, what they see really impacts the way that they are down the road.
For sure.
As, you know, loving partners. Because I remember when I was married to Wasbin, like there was no affection.
No.
And I remember thinking like, how's this going to affect the kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I remember like you sitting on his lap or like.
Really?
Not all the time, but like.
That one time.
That one time back at the pool.
That one time.
I don't know. Maybe it was just like you were a little more demonstrative when you were with me and Matt because we were very. I keep saying demonstrative. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's a good word.
It's a word of the day.
You got real excited that you said a big word and you can't stop saying it.
Yeah. I hope not sporadically. You're literally using it in a sentence.
I just feel like maybe because we gave out that energy, maybe you felt more comfortable.
Right.
In front of us. But yeah, I think overall you were not super.
No, I remember watching Matt and Nicole in their relationship and it made me realize that my relationship was not right. Matt and Nicole are probably the number one reason why I even started thinking about a divorce in the first place.
Great. Good to know.
So congratulations.
Because they were good.
They were just like, even when they were crazy and flawed, they were still good. They were still so right for each other, even when it was wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. fight hard, love hard.
Yes. Yeah. And you guys like love to be social, but love to be alone.
Yes.
That was another thing. Loving to be alone with your partner. Huge. Yeah,
she did not like it.
Hugely important.
Did not like it.
And you encouraged her to marry this man?
Oh, good Lord.
Not that
I encouraged her. It was that they were getting married. It was time to get married. It was like time to walk down the aisle.
So no, it was
like,
literally my wedding day. She had to say get married.
It was like, right. Go.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that now. We'll figure it out later.
So we're in the burbs right now.
You loving it?
So I have questions about the burbs. You're still in the city.
Yeah, but her place is sick. I mean, your place is sick.
Your place is sick. But I'm so jealous of everybody that you own a house. Do you own this? Mm-hmm. Fucking jealous. Are you jealous of homeowners? I'm so jealous.
Yes.
So fucking jealous.
Because I'm really just a pussy. Like, I'm just like afraid to take the leap.
Same. And the thing is, like, what we pay in rent is definitely a mortgage.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, right?
100%. Mine is double mortgage.
100%.
I'm hemorrhaging money.
Literally. Like, we're just being, like, it's not that we couldn't afford to buy a house. We're just being really fucking irresponsible with our money.
Yeah, ditto.
But like, I just love to be so irresponsible.
Me too. It feels so good.
Because it's not locked down. You guys are still like, we're still young. We're still cool. But
we're
it's
not.
Like,
yeah.
But guess what? You know what the coolest thing is?
What?
The fucking burbs, dude.
Okay, so tell
this
me.
This is the coolest spot in the world.
Tell me about burbs living, because here's my biggest fear about the burbs.
Yeah?
You got to make friends in the burbs.
No, you don't.
No, that's the. That's,
no, you fucking don't.
He doesn't give a crap. I'm ready to make friends. I can't wait.
Like, I don't want to make new friends.
I'm fine with it.
I hate new people.
Oh, the neighbors will be like, oh, we got a kid too. We'll come over.
No!
Like the neighbors.
Guess what? Oh, cool. I'll be downstairs.
Yes.
Let me know when they're gone.
In my bunker that doesn't flood.
Let me know when they're gone.
Flood.
It'll be bone dry down there.
Oh. Yeah, he has been known to, and I yelled at him about this a while ago. He's been known to, like, the people will be over. If he feels he's not entertained or he's not getting anything out of the conversation, he'll just stand up and walk out.
You know, I respect that so much.
I don't.
Thank you.
That is the energy I wish to encompass in 2024 before World War III.
But right.
For one month.
You got a month. You got a good solid 30. But okay. I mean, think about it. I got Nicole over here on the reg.
Yes.
You're over here.
Yeah, I'm going to come more regularly now. I'm invited, right? I'm here for the cookout. Yes.
Not for anything, for Lila's sake.
For Lila's sake, she'll miss you.
Lila.
I got wrestlers coming to the house.
Yeah.
I don't need, like...
You don't need.
He is, like, big celebrities coming here.
That's the thing, too. You have a flourishing social life. It's, like, work and play. Same. Same with you. Same with me. Like... I don't want to make friends with my neighbors.
Don't make friends with the neighbors. See, I'm not friends with one neighbor.
Yeah. I so respect that.
Zero neighbors.
Yeah. I've asked you that before, and you're like, I don't. I was like, who is that guy? Because you waved, and you're like, I mean, he's my neighbor.
I want to be friendly with my neighbors. That you don't want to be a.
Hello.
Are you grumpy neighbor or are you friendly neighbor?
I mean, friendly. I waved, very friendly. I waved, but don't ask anymore because you. I tell you these people, and I'm not even anybody specific.
I know.
Just humans in general.
Yes. I know.
Here's what humans do: they get lonely when they get older. And then you go like, yeah, I'll give you a little bit of attention. And they're like, more. And I go, what are we doing here?
Yep.
And I tell Nicole.
Step back.
I have a very simple philosophy.
Yes.
If I don't want to get to step four, I don't do step one.
What's step one?
Of anything. You look at this is the thing I don't want to do.
Is this step one? Am I in step one? Am I in step two?
No, you're okay.
I like you.
Where am I in step
three? You're not in step.
Am I in step four?
You are the type to get to step four by mistake because you start step one.
I let people get to step four by mistake.
I go, okay.
Totally.
I don't want to do this, right? This is the thing
I don't.
You
gotta be more specific. I'm very confused.
Like you don't want to be like have a game night with your neighbor.
Okay.
So
are we getting to specific examples?
I don't want a neighbor.
Okay.
To go like, oh, I'm going to invite you to a game night and I'm going to expect you to come and it's going to be rude for you to say no.
Okay.
I don't want that to happen. You wouldn't want that to happen.
I don't want that to happen.
Okay. That's step four. So that's step four, right?
Okay.
Now I'm going to retrace.
Okay.
All the way back to step one.
Okay.
And not do step one.
Which is saying hello.
No. Saying hello is fine.
Yeah.
Beyond saying hello.
What is beyond saying hello?
Start a conversation. We should hang out.
Stop by. We should hang.
So what happens if somebody says to you, we should hang out, and you know you don't want to go to step four, but what do you say that's polite, but like that...
You go like this.
Shut it down.
Watch this. Oh, yeah, totally.
But
that's an opening.
You can say, oh, yeah, totally, and you don't follow up, but what if they follow up?
Yes.
I'm busy that day.
Okay, see?
Okay, and then what if they say... But what about this day?
Let me look at my calendar. I'll get back to you.
I'm going to get back to you. Yeah, exactly.
And then don't get back to
and
them.
And then don't get back. And then when they see you again and they do it again.
Then they quit you before you get to step four.
But some people never give up.
Yeah. And if they don't give up, then you one day you come move. Like, yo, dude, you are wild.
You are a stage five cleaner and I cannot have it.
Yeah, wait, for real though, for real. If you're dealing with somebody who
wants.
That's
not going to happen. What are people moving into? What is this? Crazyville?
Yes, some people live in Crazyville. I'm telling you, I have friends. I need to be very careful about how I say this.
Go ahead.
I have friends and they live in a neighborhood and they really have like an awesome neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, and everybody actually really gets along. The kids get along. It's great. But they are the fucking exception to the goddamn rule. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just a total fucking bitch, but like, this is not kindergarten. I am an adult. I don't have to invite everybody to the birthday party or to like, you know, I don't have to give everybody a Valentine's Day card. So like, my fear is like, I'm going to move to the burbs. I'm going to start being friends with neighbor over here or across the street. But then the whole neighbor, like, I'm scared it's going to get out of control.
She's picturing herself on a cul-de-sac where she can't get away. I mean, your neighbors aren't really that, like.
First of all, you're not that popular.
I am. Everyone fucking loves me.
And second of all, you're busy.
I am busy.
Yeah, very good excuse.
Like, I mean, that's why, like, I disappear all day on Sunday. But guess what? I do a wrestling podcast every Sunday. It takes a lot of time. Like, that's part of my work, right? Uh-huh. So, like.
He makes it take longer so he doesn't have to see those people.
Depending on who's here. Right. It can start earlier in the day.
Right.
But, like, you're busy.
Right.
Your neighbors are busy. Everybody's got their own life.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is people can now have access to your life via social media.
Yeah.
Only if you're honest on social media.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You see? I'm not posting everything I'm doing on social.
And I've gotten myself into trouble.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Right? You know why?
Often.
Because you'll go, what's the harm in step one?
Right.
That's the fear.
That is.
We lose. We lose at step one.
Yeah.
What's the harm in step one? Because you'll accidentally do step two after you do step one.
And then
you're already at step three.
Quicksand.
Right. And then it's harder to break it off at step three than it is at step one.
Impossible.
At step one, they can chalk it up to a million different things. At step three, you have to like break up with them.
But it's difficult because at step one, it does seem harmless. Like my wife will be like, it's crazy that you don't want to do this or that.
Like let's just go to one game night. What's the big deal?
It's a big deal.
It's a huge fucking deal.
Because you know what it is? It's precedent setting.
You're right.
I remember when I was the executive producer of Opie and Anthony at Sirius.
Yes.
One of the girls who worked, ladies, I don't know, people.
Girls.
Who worked She worked in sales. She came up. She was like, Sam, like, why aren't you responding to my emails?
Stop.
And I was like, listen. I will respond to any question that you have in person. But the last thing that I can do is start setting a precedent that I respond to emails. Yep. I would rather...
Respect.
Yep.
I would rather rumors go around where people are annoyed because I never respond to emails, so don't even bother sending them.
Right. Yes. I will always respond to you. Just come to me.
But I like you. It's not against you. Come to me and talk to me.
Yes, right. You just don't want the whole company knowing you answer emails. Because then you're totally fucked.
Right.
Because then you have to answer... every single person's email.
But if you're like a person who people are like, don't even bother, he doesn't respond to emails.
He's a flake.
You're still going to get the essential emails.
You got it.
But you won't get the like, let me just hit this guy up and see.
You got a lot of weeding out tactics. You got a lot of strainer. You're good at straining.
It's really smart.
Yeah, we're not.
No, we're really bad.
He's tried to teach me for years now.
Yes.
And I'm a lost cause.
I'm a natural flake, so I'm not even pretending. I'm genuinely impossible to get a hold of.
Yes.
So it actually works really well for me.
Yeah, like I'll text her and I'm like, I know. Her phone is in her hand. I don't even get mad at her anymore. I love her. It's just, her phone is there. She doesn't text for 2 days. And I'm like, it's just, hey.
You know what happens? I see it. I'm about to reply. Yeah. Spelling is so hard. I'm a little bit illiterate. So then I'm like, I have to go to my, you know, thesaurus and look things up.
Right.
And then I get distracted and I forget.
Yeah. You're like, oh, fly ball.
Yeah. I'm literally a goldfish. Oh, hey, what's over here? Oh, hey, what's over here? Yeah. Oh, hey, what's over here? Right. That's me.
Right.
That's who she is. It's not personal.
Right.
Right. But
I take everything personally.
You do take things very personally.
Yes, I know. It's something I'm working on in therapy.
You're actually so much better than you were.
Yeah.
I have to say, I feel it firsthand.
Right?
Ever since you got hit by that car.
What happened?
It was a bus.
It knocked some fucking sense into you.
Maybe something good came from this.
Yeah, it was an 18-wheeler, actually. Yeah.
No, it really, I think that it made you not sweat the small stuff.
I did. I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, it gave me a lot of perspective.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, for sure.
You can't sweat the petty stuff.
No.
You can only pet the sweaty stuff.
hate men.
Like her vagina.
I knew you were going to fucking take the bait, you bitch. Honestly, you just beat me to the joke. I was going to say like my puss. I love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you so much for joining me. You guys, just in case you didn't hear it, this is basically a pod swap. So I was just on their podcast, which is called Satisfying Pod. Check it out. YouTube.com/@SatisfyingPod.
She's not even on the pod and she knows
She's
it.
She's a pro. She's a pro.
I'm the worst. I love you. We love you.
I love you both so much.
So much.
Goodbye. And you guys, don't forget, follow them both at Mashup Nicole.
Yes.
At Not Sam. Yes. And at Taylor Strecker, too. You fucking follow me, guys, please. And that is it for us. And, you know, I always say, please rate, review, and subscribe. And also, where you can review, I like you guys to use just as, like, a forum for, like, agreed, you know, how long do you have sex for? Is your vagina also stinky yet sweet? Sound off in the review section, in the comment section. You guys, that's it for us. Have a great rest of your day. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.